have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
Thank you so much for joining me here on this special edition of Mars Bar. I normally do not do a nighttime weekday performance, but I have had some tech issues and been censored by big tech media and so forth in the last couple weeks, I will say, especially just a few days ago when I normally do my show on Sundays. So I wanted to just come on here and do a special edition Mars Bar. Thank you so much once again for coming on here and joining me on this Tuesday. Very interestingly enough, usually, like I said, I usually do Sunday shows. This is Tuesday on September 20th. We are approaching the final day of summer. That is going to be tomorrow. That's right. So this will conclude our summer programming, and then we'll go right into fall starting next Sunday. So thank you again for joining me here. And of course, we always appreciate you visiting us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless. I always like to start with a prayer. And this one actually comes from Jean Bailey, host of Flashpoint, which if you have heard my show before, you know I love Flashpoint. I am a Flashpoint Army, part of the Flashpoint Army, I should say, and I absolutely love so much about that show. So I am going to speak on behalf of him and the Flashpoint Army. Heavenly Father, we come before you as your body and declare that we believe what your word says. We know that if we believe in our hearts that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. We also know that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Father, we are calling upon you right now. We recommend and we recommit ourselves to you, and we declare that you alone are Lord of all. We ask for your forgiveness for putting our faith in anything but you, for being distracted by the things of this world and allowing our hope to come from man. You are where our hope comes from. You are our rock, our salvation, and our refuge, and we place our trust fully in you. Jesus, from this moment forward, we come and we have our lives and our hearts complete. We are here to serve you faithfully, to reach a new level of commitment in our relationship with you, so that we may obediently serve you and walk out your will on this earth, in this country, and in our local communities. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, so if you receive it, say amen. I receive it. Absolutely. So thank you again for coming on this special edition of Mars Bar. I do appreciate it. And I just want to, there are so many things that's going on. As I had just mentioned, I have had some censorship myself, been restricted by big tech coming after me, conservative voices in general. Facebook, they restricted my account, and it's was very surprising. But then again, why am I surprised? This has happened before, but apparently what's happening is they are getting with the FBI, if you could believe this. And this is what Jesse Waters on Fox and Tucker Carlson actually talked about the day before I was restricted. So this is why it was so pertinent that this was indeed knowledge of what was going on when I found my account was restricted, because they had just talked about this. They said that Facebook was working with the FBI and going after conservative patriots, basically, and anybody who questioned the 2020 election. So basically, that is conservative Trump supporters, people who voted for Trump, people who believe that, and we do believe, because it is the truth, that the 2020 election was stolen. So they basically came after me, and they came after other people. And so that is what is happening. And it's just unbelievable to think this is the nation we're living in, but this is what is happening. So we are being censored. We are being basically, we are being sought after by the government, which is absolutely ridiculous, just for having an opposing view of what the current administration, by the way, and their frauds are about. So it is really crazy. And of course, as you know, that fraud in office, he had a speech on September 1st, I believe it was, and called the people who voted for Trump ultra MAGA enemies of the state. That's what he called us. So it's just so crazy, but this is what's happening. So we just have to put our faith in God, and we have to continue to shine that light on the truth, and we have to stand strong against tyranny. We have to stand strong against big tech and against the craziness that is happening in this world. So this is just something that's happening, and we just have to stand together, and we have to completely not let it worry us. And you know what? I'm not going to worry, because I have God first and foremost in my life. So we have to remember that. We know how it ends. It's going to be good. So as long as we put God forward and first in our lives, and we declare Him our Lord and Savior, we're going to have eternal life, and we're good. So we should be okay. It's the other people who are going to have to deal with that. But I am just going to tell you all kinds of good stuff that's happening. So I'm going to prevail on the truth, and I'm going to continue speaking truth and standing up to it and standing up to the tyranny. All right. So I love, love, love Joseph Z. If you're not familiar already, he's a prophetic word of a preacher. Wonderful, wonderful. And he has a book out, and I wanted to tell you about him. It's called Getting Through Hell's Economy by Joseph Z. And you can go to his website, Joseph Z, just the letter, josephz.com. And he made a comment. It's pretty scary, but he said the Vatican wants all control of the money transfer by the end of September. So we're coming in already. It's the third week here in September. So I don't know what's happening in the last week, but we'll see how that plays out. But this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to control everything. And of course, we know this because New World Order, the reset, and everything else, that they're working in cahoots with the powers that be, so to speak. But we know who has the ultimate power, and that is God. So we're going to be okay, right? But the fact of the matter is, what they're trying to do is control. It's all about control, as we know, just like the government right now. So it is something that they want to have control of the money. And they want it all to be, they don't want cash. They want it to be a controlled system. And we've already seen it in Canada when the Canadian truckers, with the movement that they were doing, the convoy, remember that, when they were seizing their assets because they were basically having opposing views. So, you know, this is what they're about, and this is what it's about. So we have to just be warned that this is something that they might be working on, and we know that. So just letting you know, and maybe this book is for you, Getting Through Hell's Economy, because it talks about that and how to get through these crazy times. All right. So then I have a lot of other things to talk about. Of course, we want to vote. We want to make sure that we get the vote out. That's very important. And we want to vote accurately with biblical values. We want to have the people in power with biblical values. Okay. Because we are one nation under God. Remember that. So I would say sign up with millionvoices.org. I already am a part of it. Millionvoices.org. You could get all of the election info you need. It makes it very easy for you. John Graves, he sends updates weekly, and he's been wonderful with that. He gives little PowerPoint videos, very short. They're not more than 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at a time, which is nice because if you have a lot going on in your life, a lot of times you don't have time to watch a lot of big videos. So it's really nice that he does that and gets us updated. So anything to deal with election integrity and information that you want regarding your area and who to vote for perhaps and what they align with and the people that are out there in the voting realm, that's what you want to do. Millionvoices.org. Okay. So he makes it really easy for you. All right. So I always say I'm a show of information. I give you a lot of information and I'm going to be doing as much as I can in this short amount of time tonight. So thank you again for joining me. One of my absolute heroes is Peggy Hall. I absolutely adore her. I met her last year and she is a phenomenal woman who knows the law, and her husband's a preacher, by the way. So she's a woman of God as well. She's a wonderful truth teller. She has helped so many people across this United States of America, all over the place, and even beyond that, to help them with the tyranny of the vax, basically, to keep their jobs, you know, the ones that were losing their jobs, and they still are, by the way. Oh, yeah, New York City just fired over 800 teachers just yesterday, so it's still going on. And just in case you didn't know, yes, this is still going on in a lot of major cities across the nation. So this is a continual fight. People are losing jobs still because of it if they didn't get the jab. And again, it should be about their particular decision. It should not be forced ever. So Peggy's fabulous because she deals with a lot of people and how to make sure that they're not giving into the tyranny. And she says it's not a law, so nobody can force you to do that ever. So if you're interested in learning more about her and how to help your situation, perhaps, and help how to fight the tyranny of that, you can go to thehealthyamerican.org. She also has a show, peggyhall.tv, and it shows everything. You know, that, oh, if you want, you can even subscribe. It's free on YouTube, but you can also have the option to subscribe for a little minimal payment. And that way it shows everything excluding the ads. But the ads are not that big of a deal, so you could always scroll through them for free if you want. She also said she recommends us watching No Governor Can Make a Law video. That's right. So peggyhall.tv, go to her site and you can do, you know, scroll to the different videos. And this one's called No Governor Can Make a Law video. And the reason is because this is why she had a lawsuit against public serpents, as she calls them. And this was on September, this will be actually the September 22nd court date. So we're coming up on it in 2 days. So in 2 days, she has a court date because of this in California. All right. So who knows what's going to happen, but that'll be very interesting to find out. And I'm praying that she will get through this, and I'm sure she will because she's fun, fantastic lady, and she's very smart. She's very up on the laws. And you can also send letters to her if you are interested in working for her. And honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. If I didn't move to Texas, if I was still in California, I might have taken her up on this offer, but I already moved to the red state of Texas. So I guess it's not going to work out, but that's okay. If you are interested and you are in the Southern California area and live in specifically in Orange County, because that's where she is hiring a personal assistant, and she is so great. I mean, my goodness, to work for her would be phenomenal. And you can send letters to her at 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. So that is her address if you're interested, or just go to her site, thehealthyamerican.org, and I'm sure you can find her email specifically for that. All right, very good. So wonderful lady. I recommend, if, like I said, if I still live down there, oh, I would love to work for her. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is Kevin McGarry. He's the founder of Every Black Life Matters. And he has a book called Woked Up. That's right, Woked Up. And he is the founder of everyblm.com. So he is a black conservative, basically saying that this movement that he's talking about, everyblm.com, is about saving the unborn lives of black conservatives specifically, because we know that Margaret Sanger, the history shows she wanted to kill the unborn black babies by putting abortion clinics in black neighborhoods on purpose. These are proven facts. So people who don't believe that about the abortion clinic and about Margaret Sanger, the founder of the abortion clinics, okay, they need to read up on history, because this is the truth and that is what the history is. So Kevin McGarry, he's great. Again, his book is called Woked Up. I highly recommend it. And you can read more about him and his movement at everyblm.com. So there you have it right there. History, we don't need it to be repeated. This is why the BLM movement is against black saving black lives. And we know that. They, of course, spent millions of dollars on their own homes and didn't even use it toward the proposed support of the black lives that they so-called cared for. So just think about that. There's so much hidden agenda, and they're a Marxist movement anyway, and we know that. So again, this is why you need to know history. All right. Oh my goodness. So much going on. All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the petition going around. Oh yes, Disney, good old Disney. Yeah, Disney has gone to the dark side. We've known about this for a while. The new cartoon called Little Demon, about a girl whose father is Satan. Yeah, truly sickening, I know. So how do you stop things like this? Well, there is a petition going on called 1millionmoms.com. Sign the petition to get demonic cartoons off of Disney Network, okay? Yeah, I signed the petition myself. That is absolutely scary that they're even thinking about it. And it's shown on FX channel as well. I understand that, but it's by Disney. Okay, so this does not need to be played for children. No, it's a cartoon, a demonic cartoon. No, thank you. I stand on the side of God. Okay, so we are not allowing things like this to be shown to children, especially. All right, this is not something that we should be interested in seeing at all. And so I just wanted to say this quote was really fantastic by Pastor Gene Bailey of Flashpoint. He says, "You can't play with the devil's stuff and not expect to get burned." I love that quote. Isn't that great? You can't play with the devil's stuff and not expect to get burned. So he basically said, stop going to Disneyland, stop going to Disney World, stop your subscription to Disney Plus, stop buying Disney merchandise. Okay. And sign this petition. All right. So those are the ways to fight back against this demonic programming. We don't need it. Nobody does in their lives. All right. So I'm just letting you know, again, I'm the information, I'm the show of information, and I want to get this information out as much as I can. So I wanted to take a moment, if I may, to do some shout outs too. So thank you again. We'd like to shout out to our latest Truth Premium subscribers and donors, Reverend Dave, Andy, Lisa, Bedlam, our patrons, Alicia and Dan, and our subscribers, Gary, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, and Gary. Thank you so much. And of course, we also wanted to talk about our wonderful Eternal Affairs Media, exciting partners with Mike Lindell. Of course, we love Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, another hero. Okay, so my two heroes, aside from, well, God, obviously, number one, but okay, Jesus Christ, yes, number one. But, and of course, President Trump, love, love, love. But Mike Lindell is up there, and Peggy Hall. To me, my heroes, Mike Lindell and Peggy Hall. Love, love. Okay, so I'm just going to get that out there. And we are so proud to be a partner with Mike Lindell. And he's been so courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud. And we love his products made in the USA, MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the best latest deals on all the wonderful products. So support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL. And you can also call 1-800-795-5993 to get some great merch made in the USA. And of course, support Mike, our wonderful, proud patriot who loves God, who loves this nation, who is a truth teller. Oh, we love Mike. And what has happened to him in the last week has been insane, with the FBI coming after him while he was in a Hardee's drive-thru of all things. It was ridiculous, absolute ridiculousness. And they confiscated his phone. So again, anybody who is on the side of patriotism, of truth telling, Trump side, basically, they're coming after any of us, okay, and all of us. It's a really crazy time to be alive, but we are alive to see it. We're in history. These are biblical times. Yes, indeed, absolutely. So anyway, we want to support him. So you could go to mypillow.com/eternal. That's another way to get some fabulous merch. So wonderful things to do. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is johnstrand.com. Oh yes. Okay, so J6 defendant John Strand, he told Brandon Straka, of course, another wonderful patriot, Brandon Straka of Walk Away Foundation. He told him how he was arrested on January 18th, 2021, which happened to be Martin Luther King Day, and he was charged with 4 misdemeanors and 1 felony, charged with obstruction of justice just for being at the Capitol building. Of course, he was one of many proud patriots who did nothing wrong, and he's innocent until proven guilty. We all are, right? But we want to make sure that people understand his story, and it's happening right now. His trial is actually going on right now this week. It started yesterday on the 19th. Today's the 20th. So you can see more about him on johnstrand.com, and some amazing, fascinating things that he talks about. And he was with Dr. Simone Gold. And by the way, she got out of prison. She did her time. She, of course, openly talks about her time in prison there for the same reason that John Strand is going through his trial. But he's standing trial, and she went ahead and just said, okay, I'll just do it for a lesser sentence. But he is standing strong, and he's saying, nope, I didn't do anything wrong. So pray for him, pray for John, and pray for all the others who did nothing wrong, and they're in prison and being treated horribly. Just really sad. We have to just stand strong as Americans. All right. And then I also wanted to talk about God over government. That's another one. Just keeping God first. I mean, that's the most important thing. And when we're dealing with biblical times, because it's such an upside down world right now, and I do believe it's the end of times. And I think that's why we're seeing these people that are going after each other, and the flip side, and the everything's good is evil and evil is good, and just like the Bible says. So read godovergovernment.com. There's a lot of information in there, how to keep God over the government and over tyranny. We don't want to give in. We want to stand strong to what's righteous and what's right in this world. And then the other thing about voting, register to vote, of course, americastands.us. It has voting resources for you. Keep strong with that. You want to just make sure that you're on the right side and you're voting for the right things and the right people. We do not want rhinos, and we don't need the Democrats anymore. No, we don't. We want to drain the swamp, right? So we want to make sure that people are on the right side and doing the right thing. And that's why we want to make sure that we know who we're dealing with. So voting resources can be found at americastands.us. All right, there's another one. Okay. And then the other thing, Eric Metaxas, he's fantastic. He has a book called Bonhoeffer. He says everybody should read this book, not just because he's the author, but because it's a prophetic book regarding what is happening right now. And it's basically, he explains it to be a letter to the American church Oh, he has another book. I'm sorry. A new book called The Letter to the American Church. It's a brand new book. The one that's Bonhoeffer is an older book. But the prophetic book, Letter to the American Church, is what is brand new. And it explains a lot about what is happening right now. Okay, so that's something that I definitely won't plan to read. That sounds great. All right, so he was Eric Metaxas, as well as, of course, Mike Lindell. Lovely. They were both guests on Flashpoint Live from Omaha on Thursday, September 15th, and it was a fantastic show. Oh my gosh, it was so great. It was just perfect. And then Pastor Hank Kahneman, I mean, he's fantastic. He had prophetic word over Mike Lindell and all of the other wonderful men that were up there. Pastor Gene Bailey was up there. He said, this is, and I quote, "If God put a Goliath in your life, he must believe there's a David inside you." What a great quote that is. Love it. So we need to be warrior minded. All right. That's what we need to be. And then Hank said, Romans 13, pray for everyone, believe in authority in order to have peaceful life. We want to pray for everyone. That includes the ones that are frauds and the ones that are doing horrible things, because they need to be prayed upon. And we need to pray upon the ones who are voting them in, because we want to make sure that their blinders are finally lifted, their blindfolds, because they are being deceived. And we want them to finally be awakened, because there's a difference between being woke and awakened. We are in the great awakening, right? We the people. That's right. So we need to pray for them and for their blinders to be lifted. All right. So Dr. Ben Carson, he spoke at CPAC, speaking of wonderful people, and he said he is teaching children the real history of our nation. And he said you can find it at littlepatriotslearning.com, and it's free of charge. And he says this is basically about faith, liberty, life, from the womb to the tomb. So from when you're a baby all the way till death. Yes, your entire life, this will give you information and starts you out fresh, from a fresh perspective. littlepatriotslearning.com. If you want, if you're a parent and you want to teach your children, there you go. It's free of charge. Go to that. And then he has a book called, oh, there's another book, I should say, I guess it's found in that website, and it's called Why Our Flag Matters. And that's another resource for you. And Dr. Ben Carson is just phenomenal. Love that man. What a wonderful, wonderful, intelligent patriot too, and God-loving man too. And then there's John Voight, who we love. And he and President Trump together host the Israel and Abraham Accords, and it's a show regarding peace in the Middle East, and it's on jltv.tv/channels, 8 p.m. Eastern Central Time every Thursday, starting this week. So that's something else to be found. Again, John Voight and President Trump, they host it together. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then right now what's happening is the Victory-a-thon on govictory.com/give. So if you're interested, like Hank Kuteman just said, and Gene Bailey and Flashpoint, the Flashpoint team, Lance Wallnow, everybody who has a show on the Victory channel basically benefits, because they're all paid programming. And in order to see shows like Flashpoint and other wonderful shows that are of God and, of course, patriotism and everything else that's right in this world, you might want to just sow a seed and give. So go to it right now. It's happening until the 21st. So basically one more day. And they've been doing this since Sunday. So go to Victory-a-thon, or govictory.com/give if you're interested. And of course, it's called the Victory-a-thon. So that's another thing I wanted to talk about. So that pretty much sums it up. I just wanted to touch base and give you all this information. And my goodness, there's so much wonderful things out there that to be told and to be discovered. And hopefully I will have more to tell you about between now and my next show. And I thank you again for coming on. And God bless you always, and have a wonderful remainder of your last day of summer tomorrow. That's right. Your last day of summer. Make it a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless. Good night.